This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, March 18th.
I can't do anything but laugh. What are we going to do? You're listening to me. I explained in the last hour where I had the opportunity what in the world is going on. And it's not just unique to me and my program, the DJV show. We are in a broadcast no man's land. The company that provides most of not only my service units, but all around the country to radio stations and networks, is completely inoperable today, so people that are doing shows remotely, and that includes most every radio station in big markets, so that people don't have to go into the stations, are going to have the same problem. I don't know how long it's going to be before it gets fixed, but that's the explanation in short form. So I thought rather than spending a lot of time on that and talking about the coronavirus in a way that, we can have an exchange and I can pass along information. What I really want to do here is present an interview I did yesterday with a fellow I've known for about 5 years. I have great respect for him. He's a coach, helps a lot of men through difficult times, and he has some staple suggestions, 7 points, in fact, that he's going to present to us. His name is Mike Rotusky, and he's doing this as a service for all of us. So I think you'll find what he has to say imperative, important, interesting, and a good way for us to focus now for the next few minutes on where we are and where we want to be.
The DJV program. I am honored to have a gentleman who's been very helpful to me, frankly, over the last 3, 4, or 5 years. We're trying to figure out when we first talked to each other. A gentleman who is an inspirational life coach. Many men have benefited from the help he offers online, in person, a great consultant. And so in this time when we're scratching our head trying to figure out not just the realities of the physical stuff, but the mind games that are going to get played on all of us, or we'll play on ourselves. Because let's face it, the financial impact of this is going to make a lot of people crazy. So maybe there's a way we can help, and a service that comes from a gentleman named Michael Rotusky, who is on Twitter, he's on Facebook. He's someone that I find, if for no other reason, the practical reason for wanting to have information from somebody like Mike is to help yourself. Now, he's got 7 practices, and one of them is helping. I suppose you can't help somebody else, Mike, if you can't help yourself, right?
Yeah. So, I've been working with male executives and entrepreneurs for the past 7 years, and these are 7 personal practices that I've just seen consistently in just very successful and fulfilled men's lives. So the first one is, and this is really paramount right now. It's simple. Help people. Reach out to your community, reach out to your friends, see if there's anything that you can do. I want to actually plug a friend. Ron Lynch created a Facebook group, and it's called IntelliHelp. So if you just search for IntelliHelp on Facebook, it's 16,000 members right now, and it's peer to peer, neighbors helping neighbors, people sending money via Venmo, ordering groceries, helping each other find work. So if you need help right now, go to IntelliHelp on Facebook. So that's number one.
That's good. I'm going to help. I'll promote that a lot because I think that's the kind of practical stuff we need. IntelliHelp, facebook.com/IntelliHelp.
Just a search for IntelliHelp.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So,
all right.
Number two is connect with people that you love and like really deeply connect. Do this via video, do it on FaceTime, do it on Facebook Messenger video. Right now we're in a time of what they're calling social distancing, but I prefer to throw in the term physical distancing because, we can be distant physically, but still connect and have real deep, heartfelt, conversations.
That's a very important point, that you've really, people have been stumbling over this social thing for a couple of 3 weeks, but physical distancing, yes. Social distancing, no.
Yeah, no.
Get it.
So, number three, move your body daily. Really, really crucial right now, and you know, in times of collective fear and panic. You know, that's just the world that we live in. Just being honest. So, do yoga, do some bodyweight exercises, lift objects in your house. You know, lift cans or bottles of water. Dance. Dances. I love dance. It's one of my core physical practices. Go on walks just to move the energy, discharge the energy in your body. So number three is to move daily. Number four is to, if you have access to it, spend time in nature. Go to a park or if there's any trees around your neighborhood. Hugging trees does help. It actually does. You can actually like discharge some emotion, discharge some energy, and ground. You know, put your bare feet in the ground, and connect to the energy of the earth. You will feel a distinct difference, especially if you've been spending a lot of time staring at screens, whether it's your laptop or, you know, smartphone or your television. Number five is to journal. So journal daily. There's a practice called Morning Pages. It's in the book The Artist's Way. For me, my journaling practice is just such a crucial way for me to really get to know myself, get to know my psychology, my emotions. And it'll also be fun to look back at this time. And just to see what your process was, when you're out of it. Number six, is to meditate. It's a really great time, to start going inward. We've been collectively evolving consciousness here on planet Earth. And I see this as an amazing opportunity for us to really deepen, for us to go inwards, to find more of the answers within ourselves and develop that relationship, you know, with yourself, more self-love. Some old stories or some old traumas might come up. This is an opportunity to really love on those aspects of yourself. So number six is to meditate. And number seven is to create. I firmly believe that you are a creator, that everyone is a creator. And we have the opportunity to create our lives, create our relationships, to create, everything in our life. That's the beauty of free will. It's the power of decision. So this is a really amazing opportunity to create. Like, have you always wanted to write a book? Write a book. Have you wanted to learn music? Learn music. Have you wanted to start, you know, dancing? But like, everything is free online on YouTube and on podcasts. So, you know, I heard this really cool story recently on how the bubonic plague that came through and just wiped out Italy, I believe. After that, the Renaissance came.
Mm-hmm.
So the Renaissance came after the plague, and I've actually been saying this phrase "new Renaissance" for a couple of years now. I see it happening in science, in art, in literature, in the way that we're communicating. So I'm just going to call this in and speak to what I see happening. Like, we are going to enter a new Renaissance.
Yeah, the ashes of, what is it, about Phoenix and the rising out of the ashes and that sort of thing. Yeah, there's something to be said for all of that. Number one, here are the seven practices. Help, connect, move your body, go out in nature. Five is to journal. Six is to meditate, go inside, not be outside. Creating, number seven. Can we send people to the schoolformen.com as well as to Twitter to find you there at Rostoski? And again, I'm spelling it Rostoski. Facebook.com/Michael Hart. Again, Rostoski. But how about going to the schoolformen.com? Is that a good place to send people?
Yeah, right now probably probably my social media accounts, Instagram and Facebook are probably the best way for people to contact me directly. I'm supporting a ton of people and a ton of communities right now, and just trying to get the most important intel out for people, because there is a sense of urgency right now.
There sure is. Yeah.
And the final thing, I want, like, if you're listening to this, I'm just going to ask you from my heart to yours to Google this article. It's called "The Sober Math Everyone Must Understand About the Pandemic." All right. So go to Google, type in "The Sober Math Everyone Must Understand About the Pandemic."
The Sober Math.
Mm-hmm. Everyone Must Understand About the Pandemic. It was written by the CEO of Recruiting Dash, Jason Warner, and it's all data and it's all math, and it talks about how fast this virus spreads and how important it is to be in this, like, physical distancing and quarantining yourself, because I have friends who work at kind of high levels, different government agencies, and they support them. So, like, I've been getting this intel for a while. A lot of people just aren't getting it. So, you know, there's this duty that we have to our fellow brothers and sisters, and just make sure that they're educated on the harsh reality of the world that we're living in right now. So that, you know, even if someone's young and they're in their 20s and they're out living their life like everything's normal, you know, they're out there infecting people. So
they don't know it. Yep. All right, Michael. I really appreciate this. This is a great service. So, again, using social media, last name spelled HROSTOSKI, you'll find them. You'll benefit from the exposure. Michael Rutowski here on the DJV Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
Are Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Song. I'm not someone who thinks a lot about some of the pop singers around today. It's Ariana Grande. I like this song. It's called One Last Time, right, Kara?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This has been a big pop hit. A couple years ago.
Big hit. Was it really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through a list of people who are supporting the World Health Organization coronavirus campaign. That list would include Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Usher, and some other folks, too. Becky G, Rita Ora, using their voices for good by advocating for Global Citizen's latest urgency campaign to support World Health Organization's Solidarity Response Fund because of the coronavirus situation. After the World Health Organization estimated that the global agency needs about $675 million to fund various preparedness and response efforts from now until next month, Global Citizen launched a Stand Together to Beat Coronavirus campaign for people around the world who call on their leaders to support the mission of the WHO, the World Health Organization. And that's where Ariana and Demi and Usher and Billie Eilish and other people figure in to call on their fans to join the fundraising efforts, which Global Citizen noted already they have need to help 12,000. They've got different actions around the world. There are some 12,000 of them in which they need some help. The artists sharing three crucial steps on their Instagram stories. One, call on the G20 leaders to urgently fund the World Health Organization's COVID response. Two, ask corporations and individuals to donate to the WHO Solidarity Fund. And three, wash your hands and practice social distancing. World Health Organization created the first of its kind Solidarity Response Fund to finance health workers' protective equipment and diagnostic laboratories, some vaccine research, development, that sort of thing, and more necessities to actively respond to this situation, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere. So, do you actually feel like people are going to donate? Do they respond because Ariana or Demi or some of these other people ask them?
Mm-hmm.
Does that really work?
Do. Yeah, they respond. They do. Yeah. And I think that's why when, you know,
people like Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift have come, and Ariana too, the three of them have really come out to their fans saying, look, you guys take this seriously. You know, follow instructions. It's not about you. It's about protecting the elderly. You know, it's about protecting other people. And people and their fans, they do listen. So they use their leadership and their fandom and their responsibility. I think they do it well.
Good. All right. Up next here on the DJV program in our musical portion of this hour, soundtrack to Trolls World Tour has dropped. New songs by Justin Timberlake, Kelly Clarkson, Dierks Bentley, Mary J. Blige, George Clinton, Anna Kendrick. Does she sing? I didn't know Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a Broadway singer. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, like, she was in the whole Pitch Perfect movie series, which was about a cappella, and she sang in all of those. Yeah.
Did she? It was her voice, really. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a child-friendly album. George Clinton, who has a group called Parliament Funkadelic. This guy's no spring chicken. Clinton's got to be close to 80.
70s.
At least.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a lot of funk to bring to the table. Kelly Clarkson is in center stage on banjo-driven ballad called Born to Die. And Delta Dawn, leader of the Country Trolls, that's the voice. She's the voice of that, I guess. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's her character.
Delta Dawn. Heard that, yeah. Delta Dawn. This is a song.
Because of coronavirus, they're going to let this movie out for home watch viewing, too, right?
Yes.
At the same time it goes to theaters.
Are they?
Yep. April 10th, yep.
Trolls World Tour, preceded by a pair of collaborative lead singles by Justin Timberlake and SZA. What is that? How do you pronounce
SZA.
That?
Okay.
SZA. Well, that's the dimple.
We played that The Other Side.
Yeah, we did. The Other Side, yep. And also, Don't Slack with Anderson .Paak. A film set to hit theaters nationwide, but the streaming service will have it for $20 on the same day. That's it, 28 after on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming his administration is working on a massive economic stimulus plan in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it will pump a lot of money into the struggling economy.
We look forward to having bipartisan support to pass this legislation
very quickly.
Mnuchin saying the administration is looking at sending checks to Americans almost immediately. Former Vice President Joe Biden, with a clean sweep of yesterday's Democratic presidential primaries, is the projected winner in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Meanwhile, Facebook's offering $100 million in grants to small businesses affected by the virus outbreak. It says the funds are intended to support 30,000 small businesses in over 30 countries and will also benefit its own employees. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
After the hour in the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Sherry Akilin, Kara Schillen, you are all trying to figure out what the best attitude is at the moment toward this national situation. There are a lot of people who are worried about making their rent or paying their mortgage because they live from week to week, from check to check. I was feeling like I was being lectured to by one of the, there are a lot of national people that do advice when it comes to investing. Some of them pay for the time on the radio. Some of them are just good hosts. And somebody asked a question yesterday about savings to income ratio. And it's amazing how many people said zero. So if that's the case, you are sweating it. I know you're sweating it. So is there a lesson to be learned from that? Listen, I've had a lot of money in my life, and I've been broke. It goes up and down and sideways. It doesn't necessarily, it isn't good or bad, and it's certainly not judgmental. But just think about all of the lessons that are coming out of this. And maybe you'll learn something, and maybe you'll be prepared as you go down the road better than you are now, and maybe you won't. Maybe, you know, you'll make it through. We all make it through one way or another. But I look at the stats and become more confronted. One of the things, as I left Los Angeles yesterday, driving through Venice, I remembered why it is that I didn't like that part of the world. It was much to like, a lot of great people, but the homeless situation and what's going on with them under this circumstance. Does anybody know or does anybody care what may happen with these people? I mean, there are a lot of people who will be, oh, yeah, they get sick and they'll be dying, and so who cares? But they're human beings. So what do? Is anybody paying any attention, Jennifer, in Los Angeles or any place else that we know, to the homeless population when it comes to this?
It's a huge concern, actually.
What I found out, do you know in Venice, that one out of every two, we lived near the fire station, I'm talking about Daisy and me, there's a fire station around the corner on Venice Boulevard, and you can hear that thing, the police, the fire up and down the street dozens of times a day. And one of every, out of every two calls was for some problem with a homeless person.
Yeah.
Now you realize the tax, what the implications are, what it costs to be handling these people in circumstances like that. It really
and there's
is.
There's not much they can do. What they're not telling you is that there is such a limitation in, well, particularly in California, there's a limitation on what police officers can do. It's very rare now that you'll see homeless people get arrested, because all they do is go in and then get let right back out again. Unless they get arrested on a Friday, then they're in there until Monday. So when you get to the people like the woman who was living on my patio, she was arrested 150 times. How is that meaningful? You know, it's a ride to the police station, and then she gets let out and has to set up shop somewhere else. But is that really helpful? Is that helping anybody? And the answer is no. But there's nothing else that they can do. They can't hold them. There's restrictions on what the processing should be. And I just don't know how we live in a place where we allow people to suffer on the streets because we're worried about the overreach. I think we have to triage the problem, and we have to get people treated for whatever they're suffering with so that they can go out and have a more meaningful life.
Yeah, I think there's that. Victoria, where you are in New Jersey, the National Guard has come out. Have you seen them in your town on your streets, or where are they most prominent?
I think that's more of a. I think when they deploy the National Guard, I think it's not necessarily like people walking like soldiers on the street. It's more like the funding that frees up, and so it's really more about from what Governor Murphy had said yesterday. It's really just about making that emergency funding available, and the hospitals are. Like every state, it's not just New Jersey, but the hospitals are, there's a bed shortage and there's an equipment shortage. And I know Trump addressed this yesterday or 2 days ago when he was talking with the governors, and some states have kind of had to have to go rogue. He said it's easier for states individually to handle this rather than going through the federal chain,
well,
which
to order
might
what
be
they
easier.
Need. Yeah, to directly order what they need.
So when you deploy the National Guard, then there's funding that goes along with that. So I guess if Governor Murphy feels like they want to start purchasing ventilators or more hospital beds or even setting up temporary military-style hospitals, then that's what that will be used for.
That was something that was so misreported the other day when it was reported that Trump said to governors, go it alone to get your own supplies, your own hospital beds. And the news media said, well, Trump's just telling them to go it alone. Well, no, what he said is exactly what Victoria said, and that is you're going to have a quicker response time if you ordered this stuff directly instead of going through the federal channels. And so he opened it up so that governors could go directly to make their own orders of beds and ventilators and all of the stuff that they need. But, again, that's just a piece of the pie in all of this is the reporting on it, and whether or not that's helpful to the greater good. Is that helpful to have those headlines out right now? It's not true. So what purpose does it serve?
I don't know. I think that it doesn't serve anything. But I think that on the state level, at least in New Jersey and in New York, both governors, I know Trump hates Governor Cuomo in New York, but that aside, I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job, and I think Governor Murphy is really using Governor Cuomo's plan as the blueprint for New Jersey. Now, we don't have as many cases here, and we don't have the issues that New York has, especially with Manhattan and the five boroughs being so packed with people. But I do think that I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job, and my friends who are still in New York have said the same thing. They feel like he's made the right decisions. He's made some tough decisions, canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade. He got so much hate for that, even from de Blasio, who didn't want to cancel it, which is ridiculous. But, it's a tough time, and this is when leadership has to make unpopular and, unlikable decisions. And some governors, I think, are doing a great job in really stepping up and proving why they were elected.
That's why you get elected. It's called public service, boys and girls. So here's something. For God's sakes, will you stop calling 911 about toilet paper?
Let's have a little bit of fun with this, though, because the Oregon Police Department was very funny on the Facebook post.
Newport, go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, this
has
gone viral.
It's okay. No, you tell the story.
Look, the toilet paper shortage is real, and I don't know why, and I don't know when we're ever going to get restocked. I asked at two different grocery stores yesterday again.
Use a leaf.
Yeah, well, I said, again, I asked, when are you going to get toilet paper? They don't seem to know. The what business?
Bidet business is totally gangbusters right now.
Yeah. Skyrocketing, yeah. Well, with this police department in Oregon apparently they've been getting so many 911 calls about toilet paper, and this is in Newport, Oregon. So they posted on Facebook, "It's hard to believe that we even have to post this. Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance. In fact, history offers many other options for you in your time of need." And then they go on and suggest that, seamen used to use old rope and anchor lines soaked in salt water. Romans used sea sponge on a stick, also soaked in salt water. Then they added, "We are a coastal town. We have an abundance of salt water available. Seashells are also used. Colonial Americans used." Now, this is the worst. "The core of the corn on the cob."
That's very well known, yeah.
That does not seem comfortable.
Corn on the cob is a snack.
Oh, God.
On the farm, there is reference to where the corn cob goes if you don't have a clue.
Oh, God. And then they also talk about using catalogs from Sears and Roebuck, and the Christmas catalog from Sears is like four times bigger than the normal one. So what did they say? You can last an entire family from December to Valentine's Day.
Family of three can be wiped clean from December through Valentine's Day.
It is very funny that they had such a good sense of humor about it. Yep. But apparently the calls to 911 are real, and that is just crazy.
Earth News will tell you if using 15 different leaves you can make your own wipes. I've said, you guys made fun of me when I said that the other day, but that's what they used to do that.
Now we're down to reality. We need it.
Right, exactly. So if you have catalogs, maybe that stuff you throw, how many of us get those newspaper supplements in the mail every week?
I get Bed Bath and Beyond catalogs all the time.
So now there's a practical use. And if anybody's close to you, they can read your bum if some of that stuff sticks. You never can tell.
Well, I was talking to my cousin yesterday who's a plumber, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, with the toilet paper shortage, he goes, we're going to have a booming business in a couple
of weeks. Yeah, I was going to say,
Septic tanks are not going to be liking
this. If you're going to be using these things, I guess have a big trash bag next to it, because don't put that stuff next down your toilet.
Nope.
Don't put any corn cobs down the toilet.
Okay. Hello. The latest DJV podcast, you can be sure the next one comes out, will be all focused on this stuff. So anyway, check out your latest podcast, DJV podcast, at djvshow.com or wherever you find it's on. Your favorite podcasts are all over the place. The Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, iTunes, that sort of thing, iHeart. Facebook.com/DJVshow is our social media connection, and also Twitter @DJVshow.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now, as a public service, the ladies have been talking off the air about how to get booze the drive-thru way. Do you want to...
The brew-throughs in North Carolina are epic. And Louisiana,
well,
too.
In Ohio, I remember when we at school, there was a place you could just drive through, like the drive-throughs now where you buy your food at the local joint. You can go... And they'll put the kegs of beer or whatever in the back of your pickup truck.
Yep.
All of that.
Great.
But can you get hard liquor that way? That seems to be the question you were all wrestling with. Hard liquor, same as beer? Is that or wine?
I don't know.
It depends. There are two different. I know for restaurants there are two different licenses. You can either have a beer and wine license or you can have a full.
Yeah, so you order takeout. Can you order? That's the question. Can you order bottle of wine and have it delivered?
But for certain places, they might have like a retail part of their license so that they can sell that stuff too.
My favorite is in Louisiana, and it's probably in other states in the South too. They get around open container, like you can drive through. They have drive through daiquiri stands. Jen, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these. It's hilarious.
But I need to.
And they literally put a tiny piece of scotch tape over the straw, and it's considered a closed container.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right, 10 before the hour. Helpful Harry's. Here we are on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
JV program for this Wednesday. It's March 18th. A lot of things going on. Do you think there's going to be a movie, Chuck? Do you think there will be a movie about what we're going through right now? There's got to be. Well, we were. I think you told us yesterday that a lot of the streaming services were sort of flushing out some of the old movies like Outbreak. How many of these movies are there around that sort of set the scenario for?
There's a handful of them.
End of the world, but certainly some kind of a virus taking over. Yeah. So, is there a movie here?
I'm assuming they'll put a movie into production sometime in the next year or two about all this. So let's see how this plays out. I guess the end, the final chapter is not yet told. But Outbreak is doing very well on Netflix. There's a movie called Contagion. You go back to Richard Matheson's novel, Last Man on Earth, which was done into three films, the Vincent Price one in the 60s. Charlton Heston did a movie called The Omega Man in 1971. And then Will Smith, I Am Legend, which is the source material for The Last Man on Earth about a viral outbreak that basically wiped out mankind. Yeah, it's not a really a feel-good film, but for whatever reason, people seem to watch this stuff during these times. I said to people last few days, and I don't say this to be joking, but some of the feel in the air feels like George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, the opening. It's such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
In the
air. I'm driving across country, and it's interesting to see the trucks on the road, a lot of cars. My feeling about the traffic is the same as it normally is when I take these long rides. I haven't seen more or less traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, you can engage people in conversations. You can't find a restaurant to eat. You have to do the drive-through thing. But mm-hmm. you know, other than that, I haven't seen a whole lot on the road anyway. You can certainly see it when you go into the cities, though. There's not much traffic, not much business going on. When you look around, I noticed some of the actors and actresses that are well-known, like Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, have given $1 million between four or five organizations around America. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many more of these circumstances, how more actors are going to get involved in this sort of thing. They do often, don't they?
They do. And so do a lot of people. There's obviously a lot of good people out there. You know, the one really yoni story that I have to tell in terms of entertainment is that Marvel and Disney have pushed back the release date of their big superhero movie, Black Widow, with Scarlett Johansson, which was scheduled to come out April 24th. They pushed the date back indefinitely. They join MGM with James Bond, No Time to Die, pushing the release, as we know, Fast and Furious 9, A Quiet Place, Disney's Mulan. The fact is, you know, AMC has announced AMC Theaters will close for 6 to 12 weeks. There's really going to be no product in the marketplace to play until at least May. This is going to be really interesting to see how this turns out. I mean, obviously, studios and theaters are going to really have to do some serious reorganization here to get a footing. As I said yesterday, I read an article that the industry as a whole could lose $200 billion, but I feel bad for theater chains, especially smaller independent movie chains. They're going to have a hard time coming out of this, and a lot of the independent nonprofit theaters are going to have to do fundraisers to.
Is your little theater there going to be okay?
Yeah, 50-50, to be honest with you. We're going to have to do a major fundraiser, but it's sort of hard to do it in this environment because.
You can't do it now. You can.
You have to wait and really see how this all will
pan out.
Play out, but I never thought you'd have no product in the marketplace for months, and also TV production has been at a halt, and it's a day-by-day situation for everybody. I mean, on a personal note, I'm a small business owner, as I told you off the air. I think a lot of small business owners are going to be wondering, you know, how do you pay your rent if you're out of business for 2 or 3 months, and that's a subject of serious.
There's no way
concern
anybody who's got any brains is going to give you some leniency, and it'll go down and just have to, like the domino effect. Everybody's going to have to ask for leniency, because if they say, well, you have to get out, who's going to go in there? Who's going to go into the space that you're in?
I get that. It's still scary, though.
Yeah. All right. Now it is. It's kind of think about redoing the way you work and the way you live. All right, Chuck, a good man. Chuck Curry is our movie man on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.